Dalid in Goyim, Mishnayis Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav discusses the qualifications for the Eitz Erez and for the Ezov. Mishnah Vav begins, Mitzvahs Eitz Erez, Orko Am, its length is an Amma. The Avyo Kerevia Kera Amita, and its thickness is a quarter of the width of the standard leg of the bed. I guess it was a standard that we're dealing with. The Rav explains Kerevia Keramita can mefurish for you Azil Shemachalik Keramita Li our Boaz Mishnah is going to explain takes a Keramita leg of a bed, and first he divides it in half, and then that half he divides again into half. Be'lushne mechalkum li'arboa. This is a revi'a kerva k'mashmul. The Mishra is coming to teach us the mitzvah l'tzamsem. It's the mitzvah here is to be precise. She'a revi'a kerva lo pochus lo yosir. That it should be a quarter of a bedpost, the leg of a bed, not more, not less. So again, the Mishnah starts mitzvah says erez orko amo v'avyo k'revi'a keramito. Echol l'shnayim u'shnayim li'arboa. We divide it first into two parts, and then one of those two parts you divide into another two parts. So that one of those two parts is a quarter. Mitzvah Ezov. The mitzvah of Ezov of Hyssop, lo Ezov Yavon, not Ezov from Greece, lo Ezov Kochli or blue Ezov, lo Ezov Romi or Roman Ezov, lo Ezov Midboris, not Ezov from the Midbar, from a wilderness, velo kol Ezov sheyesh lo shem livui. And not any Ezov, any hyssop, which has some accompanying name to it. In the Gemara in Sukkah, they speak about a hadash shota, which is puzzled because of its leaf formation. But the name itself indicates that it's not a real hadas. So here too, an external name, an additional name, would indicate that it's not a the Ezov that the Torah is speaking about. So Shem Livui is an accompanying name. Shem Alavim u'mechabrim oso l'dover achir. Like Ezov Yavon, Ezov Kochli. The Mishnah already gave examples. Ezov Romi. The Tiferes Yisrael gets involved with an interesting point over here. He says that the Rambam paskins that the mitzvah of at least these parts of the mitzvahs don't involve the korbanos themselves. The mitzvahs of Taras Mitzora, the ones that can be done away from the base of Mikdash, apply even in Chutz Loretz. It's not a mitzvah of the land of Israel, it's a mitzvah on the Mitzora. So he asked them, what would it be if a person lived in Rome? Would those hyssops, Ezov in Rome, where everybody calls it in Rome, they call it Stam Ezov, would that be all right? Or if a person lives in Greece, with the Ezov Yavoni, everybody calls it there, Stam Ezov, would that be all right also? And he concludes, however, the Komashmon de Afilu Hachi Hanach Li Olam Ubekomakom Sulim, that the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, the Ezov Yavon, the Ezov Kochli, the Ezov Romi, Ezov Mizboris, they're always puzzled. Vodalo Tonanami Midos O Ezov, why didn't the Mishnah teach? He asked further the Pharisees so well, the midos of an Ezov, of the hyssop, what was its size? She orko tefach, but it happens to be the halach is that the orech of the Ezov is a tefach, a hand's breadth. So that's a Gemara Nida. The gamlo hiskir shiya loshon mishkalo shokel, that it's the Gemara Nida says that its weight is a shekel of silver. Nearly the high time, so he says, it seems to me the reason why the Mishnah doesn't give us these measurements, the kol amidos shemona tanav mishnah senum hanu shlo ye pochos o yosher mizeh midakach kibalnu misinai. The measurements that the Mishnayos speak about are measurements that we received at Har Sinai, and they have to be precise measurements, not more or less. Avlezov v'loshon, But the azov, the hyssop, and the tongue of scarlet wool, vada rasher lahosiv, those can be added to. They're not. There was no misura on the exact length. There was a minimum shear, given that it shouldn't be less than a tefach, but there's no maximum shear or exact shear otherwise. And the loshon, the tongue of wool, of red wool, cannot weigh less than a shekel. So all right. So that's the reference before that. The tongue, the red wool, cannot weigh less than a shekel, as a Gemara in Yuma. And but because there's no absolute size where it's precise, the Mishnah doesn't teach us this. That's Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin, Bayom Hashmini. So the Rav says, Kishigileach Bishvi. That's Dafka. It's only in a case where he was Megaleach. He had his hair, his body shaved on the seventh day. So then he's maybe Kribonoso Bishmini. If he waited till the eighth day to shave, then he has to wait till the ninth day to bring his korbanos, maybe korbanos of b'shil, if he shaton hariv shemesh. Because after the shaving, which is part of the tara, the shaving also, like the mikvah, requires a hariv shemesh, ben giluach levo es korbanos of. That's the rav over here. So b'yom hashmini maybe gimel behemis, he brings three animals. Achatos, and the chatos is a kisfa, the yoshum is a kesev, the ola is also a kesev in the Torah. Two ksavim, one for an oshum and one for an ola, and a chatos a kisfa. Now, the oshum, it's interesting, usually throughout the Torah, an oshum, with the exception of Ashim Nazir and Ashim Mitzora, and Ashim is 2 years old, and it's an Ayil. The difference between Ayil and a Kesev is just age. Kesev is the first year, and an Ayil is from the 13th month up. It's called an Ayil, a ram. In the 13th month, the animal is called a Palges, and as a Machlokis and Menachos, whether it has a status of a Kesev or it has a status of an Ayil. But anyhow, the Ashim Mitzora is a Kesev. Now, and the Ola is a Kesev. Now, the Torah tells us by a Mitzora that the Torah gives leniencies by a Dal, a poor person. The Hadal, a poor person who couldn't afford the more expensive large animals, Hoyamevi Chato Sa'of, Violo Sa'of. He would bring birds, pigeons, a tar, or Bnei Yonah, two of them, Torim Bnei Yonah, one is a Chatos, and one is a Chatos Ov, and one is Olos Ov. The Tiferes Yisrael, I don't know why the Rav doesn't bring it down. The Tiferes Yisrael mentions that even a Dal, even a poor man, still has to bring the Keves for the Yoshim. A lamb for an Ashim. He still has to bring the what's called the Ashim Mitzora, the sin offering of a Mitzora, the Ashim Mitzora. Now, these Mishnayos were short, and I have some time now, so if you'll bear with me, I'd like to do the Rambam at the end of a Seder of Halachas. I hear the Halachas are Hilchus to Mesoras, so the end of Rambam very often gives the beautiful words of Hashkofa and Musar and the like. And he does it also over here. Some of the things he said, we've already heard him say in his Perish Mishnayos earlier. The Rambam says in Perik Tezayin, Halacha Yud, last Halacha, Hatzoras hu shem amor b'shutfis kolil inyonim harbe. Tzoras, leprosy, is a name that's I'm just going to translate and not read the text. Is a name that's said in partnership with a number that encompasses a number of many different things, which don't resemble one to the other. For instance, white spot on the skin of a person is called tzoras. It's the beharis, right? Unafilas mixes seir arosh, and the Rambam Shita as we had, and that was the Rav also, most Mefarshim, is that bald spots on the head, the size of a gris, or a zakan on the beard, creates a ras. I want to just point out this, and I should mention this, that Rashi in Chumash doesn't seem to say like that. He says that nezek is the shame of the disease. That doesn't refer necessarily that hair comes out. It's the way the Ramban in Chumash, it's a long Ramban, learns Rashi, is that Rashi learns that it's not a falling out of hair, it's just discoloration with the yellow hair coming in the hairy parts of the on the scalp or on the beard. And the Ramban at great length strongly disagrees with Rashi and brings down the same shita that we work with, shita of the Rav and the Rambam, like the Nesek is a falling out of hair. So, or mixes of nephilis, mixes Sarah Rosh, the falling out of part of the hairs of the head or of the beard is called Saras. And then the change of color in a garment or in a house is called Saras. So this is the change that is mentioned in garments and in housing, the Torah calls Saras. B'shutfis Hashem, with borrowing the same name as Saras, as the disease that applies to human beings. Now this disease is not Mimin Hago Shel Olam, is not something that's normal or natural. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos also said like this. Rather, he says, and here on occasion I'll read when the words are very striking, I'll read them to you. Elo os ufel, it's a sign and a wonder how you are Yisrael amongst the Jewish people, kedei lahazhiran miloshen hara, in order to warn them away from the sin of loshen hara. Sham, as someone who speaks loshen hara, first step is the walls of his house change color. And if he does tshuva, he'll be able to cleanse the house. If he stayed in his state of iniquity until the house is has to be destroyed, then the next step, if he doesn't change, is that the garments, the colors of his clothing change in his next house, and when he's living in Shehu Yoshev Vishochev Aleihem, which he sits, not just clothing, fabric. In which he sits and wears them, or he lies. No, again, the Rambam makes a distinction. First, with fabrics that form furniture. I'm sorry. So he says first the fabrics in which he sits and which he lays, they change color. If he does tshuva, they'll become tahar. If he stays in his rishus until they're burnt, remember by begodim and fabrics, they have to be burnt. So then, if he stays in his rishus, that was the things that he sat or lay upon in his house, his furniture. Mishdanim habegodim, furniture made of fabric. Then the clothing that's upon him will change color. If he does tshuva, they'll become cleansed. If he stays in his state of iniquity and he won't stop talking lashon hara until they're burned, so then his own skin changes color, v'yistoreya, and he'll become a tzorua, and he'll be separated and publicized and live by himself, and he stops being engaged in the besichas harishoim shehi haleitzus v'loshen hara. So he stops engaging in a conversation of evildoers, which is simply a looseness of tongue and loshen hara. The Alinians of Mazir B'Torah, and this the Torah warns us about and says, He shomer b'nega ha-tzoras, be very careful with the nega of tzoras. Zochor es asher asah Hashem elokecha l'miriam b'derech. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam on the way, in the Midbar. Hari hu omer, he's bonenu ma'iru l'miriam. What the Torah is saying is contemplate what happened to Miriam, Hanavia, the prophetess, who spoke by her brother Moshe, who was greater than her, she spoke with her brother Biachia in a situation where she was older in years, and she raised him up. She saved his life even. Begidlo so abirkeha v'sikna biatzma, and she endangered herself. She raised him up on her knees. V'sikna biatzma l'hatzilu minayom. and she endangered herself to save him from the sea, but the river actually means Vehilo Dibra Biganuso, and she didn't speak about anything really disparaging about him. Ella thought she made a mistake. She compared him, she equated him to other Nevi'im, and Moshe was in Makbid on this. And as it says, Huish Moshe un of Ma'od. Viafal Pikain Miyad Nen Shabit Soras. And even though, hey, she raised him up, she saved his life, she was older than him. Moshe was in Makbid, and she didn't mean to disparage him. She only equated Moshe Rabbeinu to the other Nevi'im. And with all this, she was punished with Saras. Kal v'chomer, how much more so? Livnei Adam Harashoim, Hatipshib, foolish evildoers. Shemidabrim, Shemarbim Lidabir Gedolos Niflus. Who just in super, this was with in great amounts, they speak things they shouldn't, that are too big for them to speak about or too wondrous for them to understand, things that they have no business talking about. Therefore, it's proper, Lamisha Rotzel Lekavein Orchav, anyone who wants to really to set his way straight, Lisrachek Nishiva's son. So he's saying it's fit for anybody who really wants to set his path straight, that that person should keep his sitting where he hangs around far away from Rishoim, and he should stop from speaking with them, so he shouldn't be caught along in the net of evildoers and their foolishness. Bezihu derech yeshivas haleitzim harishoim. This, it gives the example of how leitzim and rishoim misbehave. Betchila, and at first they start out, marbim bedivri havai, they speak narishkeit. K'nin shenemar v'kol kasil berov devorim, from Mishlei. The voice of the fool is just with a lot of words, likes to talk a lot. And out of that talk, suddenly they start to talk about disparagingly about tzaddikim. May they be set aside as a widow. The lips of falseness that speak on a tzaddik iniquity, that speak disparagingly of a tzaddik. Then they move up, not from just tzaddikim, but in the time of the Nevi'im, they spoke about the Nevi'im. V'litin dofi b'divrehim, and the claim they're speaking falsely. Shneimar v'ayu malivim b'malachei olokim, that the Rishoim were disparaging the angels of God. Who are the angels of God? Refer in this pasuk refers to the Nevi'im. Ubozim devorov. And they were showing contempt for Hashem's words, mitatim b'neviyav, and they were playing foolishly with his prophets, umitokak buim ledaber belokim, and as a result, now they disparage the prophets, become disparage of Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, kaviyochel, rachman leslam, the daber belokim bekoyfrim beikra, and they'll come to be to deny the essence. Kinyan shneimar v'yechapu bnei Yisrael devorim asher lo kein al shem lokehem. And the Israelites, Bnei Yisrael, they spread forth words that were not so on the Lord their God. Now, Vahari Omer, Shtu Besomim Pihem Ulushonim Tahalik Baretz. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Vahari Omer, Shosu Bashumayim Pihem. They placed in the heavens their mouths, ulushonim talik boretz, and their tongues walk on the earth. Again, it's a pasuk. Where is the pasuk from? It says, shosu bashumayim pihem. They placed in the heavens their mouths, ulushonim, and their tongues, talik boretz, walk upon the earth. Mi goram lohem loshis bashumayim pihem. So the Rambam is explaining what caused them to place in the heavens their tongues. They speak about things in Shemayim. Veloshonim shahocha techila baretz. He explains the pasuk again. The pasuk says, "Shosu b'shmayim pihem, ulishonim tahalik baretz. The Rambam says what caused them to speak, place their heavens in their mouth. So it was their tongue that shalhochu techila baretz. They first started talking about things on earth. It was a process. Zuhi sicha sarishoim. This is the conversation of evildoers. Shagaremis lohem yeshivas kronos yeshivas kenisio shalami aretz. That caused them to sit in the corners of taverns and the like, idly talking, or yeshivas kenisios, or in areas of assemblage of ami aretz, the yeshivas bati mishtos, or yeshivas of places where they have drink and beverage, like in taverns, imshosei shecher, with those who drink beer and other intoxicating beverages. Alvasichas kasheri yisoel vitzadikehem, but the conversation of those kosher yidden and the righteous ones, eina ela b'divrei Torah b'divrei chachma, are only with divrei Torah and divrei chachma. Ulefikach haKadosh Baruch Hu ozir al yodan umizak osem osam ba. Shenemar, but haKadosh Baruch Hu helps their hand and gives them merit to what they speak about. Shenemar ozni beru yiri Hashem ish al reyehum. Then those who fear the God spoke. Fear God spoke one to the other. Those who feared God spoke one with the other, Isha Rei, one to the other. Vayakshev Hashem, Vayishma, Hashem paid attention and listened. Vayikosev, Sefer Zikaro, Nefonov, and a Sefer of a memorial, Sefer of remembrance was written before him, Liyirei Hashem, for the sake of those who feared the Hashem, Ulechosh Veshmo, and considered important his name. That's how the Rambam ends. Then he ends, Brich Rachmona Desayin. Blessed is the all merciful one who gave us the strength, who supported us, who helped us to finish this work, Hichlus Tumas Aras. We still have to finish the Perek of Mishnayos, but since the Mishnayos in this session were short, I took advantage of reading this this Rambam to you, where you get the Musar that the whole really Masechta is behind. Masechta is that against Lashon Hara and the foolish speech.